Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book Rites of Spring. In 1977, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration launched the Voyager 1 probe into space. The space probe carried a record of various sounds and music found on Earth. Among these was a selection from Igor Stravinsky's ballet The Rite of Spring. Some jokes saying, wouldn't listening to The Rite of Spring make aliens uneasy? The reason for this was due to the melody in The Rite of Spring being very random and confusing for many. Such anti-logical and chaotic rhythm can irritate the hearing and could even cause physical discomfort. When the ballet premiered in 1913, it sparked a riot at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris. Some recalled that the actors on stage were unable to step on the beat because of the chaotic rhythm and that the sound of whistles, boos, and all sorts of commotion from below the stage overwhelmed the already noisy music. Afterwards, in its release to the public, it also provoked a seismic response in the music industry. As the larger public came to know of this music that worked against tradition, it became a controversial topic and drew even more criticism. 100 years later, however, its music and revolutionary nature have been widely acknowledged by musicians. Edward Gregson says the Rite of Spring in fact signaled the true birth of modernism, more than Schoenberg's 12-tone music ever did. Conductors like Herbert von Karajan and Leonard Bernstein have also worked with Berlin Philharmonic and New York Philharmonic to perform it around the world. Why was this? Let's first look at how it was conceived. Stravinsky, a Russian-American composer, drew inspiration from a scene of a pagan ritual in which a chosen sacrificial virgin dances herself to death in order to create the ballet The Rite of Spring. The ballet depicts people dancing passionately under the guidance of elders to celebrate the arrival of spring in the mysterious primitive tribe. Subsequently, as a sacrifice to spring, a young girl is chosen to dance herself to death. The ballet was thus unconventional in its content, music, dance, and form. Some see the Rite of Spring as a symbol of the birth of modern dance, arguing that it drove a musical revolution. It encourages people to appreciate music in all forms, whether that music is traditional tonal music, atonal music against tradition, or the sounds of nature. The book we are going to share with you today is also titled Rites of Spring, subtitled The Great War and the Birth of the Modern Age. As we have mentioned earlier, The Rite of Spring is a work of modern ballet. But how does a ballet relate to World War I? Why is this ballet considered to be the birth of the modern age? By chronicling the events from the 1913 premiere of the ballet The Rite of Spring to Hitler's death in 1945, this book probes into the causes and effects of World War I from an artistic perspective. It provides an insightful reading of the relationship between social consciousness, cultural dynamics, and World War I. In this book, Eckstein examines the lives of ordinary people, literary works, and significant social events of the time, showing how people in particular historical periods established modern ideas and forms of awareness. Modris Eckstein is a prominent Canadian historian, professor of history at the University of Toronto, and best-selling author. His book Rites of Spring was named one of the best books of 2000 by the Globe and Mail and the New York Times that year. Also, the book won the Trillium Book Award of Ontario, Canada. The book prize was created in 1987 and is now one of the prestigious book awards in Canada. The Literary Review of Canada once said that the book is one of the 100 best books ever published in Canada. Next, we will explain the book with three sections. Section 1, Characteristics of Avant-Garde Art. Section 2, The Relationship Between War and Avant-Garde Art. Section 3, Why is World War I said to be the birth of the modern age? First, let's look at the first section in order to understand the definition and characteristics of avant-garde art. Avant-garde was originally a French term. It refers to those at the forefront, and later it means somebody who is experimental and innovative in areas of art, culture, and politics. The avant-garde is an essential concept in Western arts. It refers to artistic ideas that oppose traditional culture and deliberately violate conventional creative principles. Avant-garde artists first appeared in Russia and France. Hence it was no surprise that The Rite of Spring premiered at the Théâtre des Champs-Élysées in Paris as a work of a Russian ballet company. In this book, Eckstein's gives a comprehensive and detailed account of the riots at the premiere of The Rite of Spring, the aftereffects, the formation of the ballet company, the choreographic creation and so forth, as the ballet is a prime example of being avant-garde art. We can see many avant-garde characteristics in the dance. The most notable characteristic of avant-garde art is rebellion and taking a stand against tradition. Before the 20th century, classical ballet was the mainstream form of performance on stage. Traditional classical ballet was remarkably meticulous with regard to the details, such as strict techniques, dress code, dance steps, and so on. Although ballet originated in Italy and became standardized and gained popularity in France, Russia was where it had its heyday at the end of the 19th century. Then, at the beginning of the 20th century, starting from Russia, ballet started to spread around the world. A Russian ballet company founded by Serge Diaghilev in Paris in 1909 would become instrumental in promoting modern ballet. Though not purely a musician, Diaghilev was well cultured in music and art, making him ahead of the curve in artistic sensibility. And so under his operation, this Russian ballet company gradually gained more influence. Later, he even made friends with a large group of avant-garde artists. As a result of his efforts, the ballet The Rite of Spring, composed by musician Stravinsky, choreographed by dancer Vaslav Nijinsky, and staged by painter Nicholas Rurik was conceived. The Rite of Spring is seen as a symbol of the birth of modern dance, because Nijinsky's choreography completely overturned dance steps seen in traditional ballet. In terms of music, Stravinsky's compositions make the chords, rhythms, harmonies, and many other aspects of the Rite of Spring so offbeat with the music of the Romantic period, that it seems as if it were simply the noise of life. In the face of such sudden subversion, audiences who were accustomed to classical ballet could not accept it. However, avant-garde artists, as the pioneers in the field of art, are meant to challenge tradition and break old rules. Artistic expression for them should be rebellious. The perception of art by avant-garde artists relies on intuition, that is, the real inner experience. Meanwhile, they wish to inspire a real inner experience among the audience through art. Such perceptual experience is emotional and needs no external embellishment. This is the second characteristic of avant-garde artists. Avant-garde artists are fascinated by all kinds of original styles, believing that original material is the most direct expression of the heart. As we mentioned earlier, The Rite of Spring exhibits the rituals of a primitive tribe. The dancers' costumes almost restore the primitive tribe to its original appearance. In terms of stage design, Nijinsky's mashup is also a style of folk art. And the dance itself is art that unites the body and the mind is the best way to express freedom and release inner passion. The decision to premiere The Rite of Spring at Théâtre des Champs-Élysées was also a telling aspect. It was an unimpressive building on the street, and the building as a whole was not overly decorated. Auguste Perret, the theater designer, likewise believed that over-decoration is hypocrisy, whereas the truth is beauty. The likes of Diaghilev did not fear the commotion and controversy that arose over the premiere. Instead, they were happy with such a response because it was what they were hoping to achieve. What mattered was that the audience should express their inner feeling, whether it was supportive or opposed to the piece. The last characteristic of avant-garde art is moral liberation. What is morality? Morality is a social ideology, an idea, a standard for measuring what is right and wrong. Generally speaking, the goods and evils of characters in traditional drama have distinct traits. In other words, classical drama is morally distinct. The plot of The Rite of Spring is set in a primitive society, in a time when there is no clear moral sense. For the arrival of spring, the young girl obeys her fate and sacrifices her own life. There is no clear right or wrong in the story, and people have no clear position on life and death. Such a theme certainly challenged the people's very notion of civilization in the early 20th century. As a gifted ballet dancer, Nijinsky wore nothing but a leotard during a ballet performance in 1911. Consequently, he was banned from performing at the Imperial Theater in Moscow. In the past, Russian ballet company that was premiering had caused all sorts of controversies and even public outrages. These behaviors roused much discontentment among critics who considered their actions to be unethical. But Diaghilev did not care about this, for he felt that the quest for beauty is in fact the pursuit of personal freedom. Moral thoughts have long been detrimental to art, and art is the antithesis of morality. Sexual morality has been a yardstick by which people measure their value since Victorian times. Still, anyone familiar with Diaghilev knew of his sexuality. He never shied away from the fact that he was gay, where even his relationship with Nijinsky was known to all. Avant-garde artists feel that morality is a social constraint and that art should be free from external constraints, especially moral ones. Art is a type of beautiful liberation. Let's now recap the three characteristics of avant-garde art. These are expression of rebellion, a reflection of real inner experience and freedom from traditional morality. These three characteristics are evident in the plot, music, dance, stage design, the behind-the-scenes creators, and premiere team, making The Rite of Spring a masterpiece of avant-garde art. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.